Yeah, you can find it on Zillow. But it's got a little off-grid cabin on it with a propane tank. I don't know how you fill it. Probably carry it back there. But it's got two rivers that pass through it. So I'm assuming it's not wet. I'm assuming the rivers get wet around the edges, right? But the cabin seems to be normal height, normal, you know, built cabin, and doesn't seem to have any signs of water in it, at least currently. I mean, it looks like something if you lived in like Traverse City, you could probably buy it as your up north property. But it's just too far from, if you're going to live down here, it's too far from down here. And if you're going to live up there, then there's better places to pick, I think, is the consensus. But he was so excited. He wanted that so bad. He just wants to live in the woods somewhere, I guess.
Again, it's up there. You know, what utilities are even available? All them variables, they're, you know, it's like when I first bought land up by the bay. Holy smokes, if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have offered, well, I got it cheap anyways, but I wouldn't have went as deep as I did when I first got into it and just sunk the money into it afterwards and just kept to myself because it gets so clicky there and, you know, the UP is no different, except your neighbors are a mile away.